You know how it is with love, right? Like everyone thinks they get it.
Yeah.
But then the more you kind of think about it, the more confusing it can get.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with these like picture-perfect ideas of love, you know, fairy tales, rom-coms, the whole nine yards. But how much of that is actually like real?
It's a good question.
That's what got me so excited about this deep dive into bell hooks, All About Love. I have to admit, when you sent it over, I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah, it's definitely not your typical like self-help book, I'll say that.
Right. And I have to say, it's already making me question like everything I thought I knew about love.
Oh, definitely. It's one of those books that really kind of shakes things up.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. One of the first things that really jumped out at me was how Hooks kind of challenges this whole idea that love is just a feeling. Like she describes it as an action, this choice we make to nurture not just our own growth, but the growth of others too.
Right. It's a really powerful shift in perspective.
What do you make of that?
Well, you know, we often talk about like falling in love as if it's something that just happens to us, you know, something beyond our control.
Right.
But Hooks is basically saying, hey, we actually have agency here. Like, love is something we cultivate through our choices and actions.
Yeah, it's like we're taking responsibility for it.
Exactly.
And she doesn't shy away from the tough questions either.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, can you really say you love someone if your actions are causing them pain?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know, right? It really made me think about some of my own past relationships and whether I was truly loving or just kind of going through the motions.
It makes you question things for sure.
Absolutely. And then there's this whole idea about justice being a foundation for love, especially for children.
Interesting.
She uses this anecdote about a dinner party discussion on disciplining kids.
Okay.
And it's so insightful.
Well.
All the adults were talking about like hitting children as punishment.
Oh,
And
wow.
Hooks was like the only one who challenged it. Yeah. She basically pointed out how hypocritical it is. You know, we wouldn't tolerate a man hitting his wife, but somehow it's different when it comes to kids.
It's a powerful example of how like societal norms can really influence our understanding of love, right?
Totally. And how those norms can sometimes be pretty messed up.
For sure.
Hooks is basically asking us to examine those like deeply ingrained beliefs and consider whether they're truly aligned with love or with something else entirely.
It's like holding up a mirror to our own values.
Exactly. And it gets even deeper when she starts talking about childhood experiences and how they shape our ability to love.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
She shares this personal story about growing up feeling cared for, but not necessarily loved. Like this mix of attention and unkindness actually hindered her spiritual growth.
It's such a vulnerable and honest reflection.
It really is. And it kind of highlights how even well-intentioned care can miss the mark sometimes, especially if it's not accompanied by, you know, genuine respect, honesty, open communication.
Yeah, those are the real foundations.
Right. It's a reminder that the way we experience love in our early years can have a lasting impact on our relationships and our sense of self-worth.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder how much of what we think we know about love is actually just a product of our own unique upbringing.
It's a fascinating question.
It really is. And Hooks takes this exploration even further by examining her own struggles with love as an adult, particularly her pattern of choosing partners who are emotionally unavailable.
You know, that's something a lot of people can relate to.
I think so too. It's fascinating how she connects this back to those early childhood experiences and the messages she internalized about love and belonging.
Yeah, it all ties together in a way.
That's what I find so compelling about this book. It's not just about like abstract theories of love. It's grounded in real life experiences, both Hook's own and those of the people around her.
It makes it so much more relatable.
Totally. And makes you want to keep reading to see how she navigates those challenges and ultimately finds her own path to love.
Yeah, you're rooting for her the whole way.
And she doesn't sugarcoat it either. She's honest about the pain, the heartbreak, the self-doubt that can come with trying to figure out love.
It's real.
But she also offers this glimmer of hope, suggesting that we can learn to love more fully and authentically if we're willing to do the work.
If we're willing to put in the effort.
Right. And that's what I'm finding most intriguing so far. Hooks is presenting love not as some magical fairy tale, but as a skill, a practice, something we can consciously cultivate.
It's empowering, isn't it?
It is,
Ugh.
but it also feels a little daunting at the same time.
I think that's part of the journey, though, right?
You're probably right about that.
Embracing the challenge.
Yeah, embracing the challenge of love.
Speaking of daunting, one of the things that really made me pause was Hook's emphasis on commitment.
Oh, yeah. commitment.
She argues that true love requires it.
In all aspects of life or just romantically?
Not just in romantic relationships, but in friendships and communities too.
That's interesting. What do you think she means by that? Like, what does that look like in practice?
Well, she talks about commitment as an act of love.
Okay.
Not just something you do out of like obligation or social pressure.
I could see that.
And it made me wonder, are we losing that sense of commitment in our culture today?
It does seem like everything's so fleeting these days.
Right. Like relationships, material possessions, it's also disposable.
So Hooks is challenging us to like reconsider the value of sustained bonds.
Exactly. Yeah. Like actively choosing to nurture the relationships that matter to us.
And I guess that's not always easy.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's about showing up consistently, being present, putting in the effort to make those relationships thrive.
It's about the long haul.
Exactly. And, you know, this whole idea of commitment ties into another concept that Hooks explores.
Yes.
Truth-telling and self-acceptance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How does that relate to commitment?
Well, she argues that you can't truly commit to loving someone else if you're not honest with yourself about who you are.
Flaws and all.
Flaws and all.
I can see that. Makes you think about all those times we try to present this, like, perfect image to the world, right?
Absolutely. Like, hiding our vulnerabilities and insecurities.
But true intimacy requires authenticity.
Right. A willingness to let go of those masks and just show up as our true selves.
It's easier said than done, though, right?
Oh, for sure. It takes courage.
She even talks about using affirmations as a tool for self-acceptance.
Really?
I know, I thought it was kind of cheesy at first, too.
Mm.
But the way she explains it makes sense.
How so?
Well, she's saying that, like, intentionally speaking positive truths to yourself can actually help shift your mindset.
Mm.
It can help you break free from those negative self-beliefs.
So it's like consciously choosing to challenge those inner voices that tell us we're not good enough.
Yeah, the ones that tell us we're not worthy of love.
Which is a powerful act of self-love in itself.
It really is.
Yes.
It makes you wonder if we're more accepting of ourselves, does that make it easier to accept others for who they are too?
It's an interesting question. Does it create more space for compassion and understanding in our relationships?
Definitely something to think about. And this whole idea of self-acceptance ties into another intriguing aspect of the book.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The connection Hooks makes between love and spirituality.
Now, that's something I'm curious about.
Me too. I have to admit, I was a little hesitant about this part at first.
In what way?
Well, I tend to be pretty skeptical of anything that gets too, you know, woo-woo or esoteric.
I hear you.
But Hooks isn't talking about, like, organized religion here.
Hmm.
It's more about acknowledging a sense of something larger than ourselves, this force that connects us all.
It's about recognizing that interconnectedness.
Exactly. And how that awareness can actually give us the strength to love more deeply and authentically.
And that makes sense when you think about it.
It does, right? When you feel connected to something bigger than yourself, it can provide a sense of hope and purpose.
Even in the face of all the challenges life throws our way.
Exactly. And maybe that connection gives us the courage to be more vulnerable, more open to giving and receiving love.
That's beautifully put. And, you know, it makes me think about the section of the book where Hooks explores the dangers of greed and materialism.
Greed and materialism.
Yeah. She argues that our culture's obsession with acquiring things can actually replace our yearning for genuine connection.
Hmm. It's like we're trying to fill that spiritual void with stuff.
Exactly. And she uses this really interesting example of a young, successful rapper, Lil' Kim.
I remember her.
Who had achieved incredible wealth, but still felt this profound sense of lovelessness.
So it's not about the money and the things.
It's not. No. And Hooks argues that greed can actually lead to greater isolation and alienation.
Pushing us further away from the love and connection we crave.
Right. But she doesn't just leave us there, you know, wallowing in the despair of our consumerist culture.
She offers an alternative.
She does. She offers a powerful antidote to greed.
What's that?
Community and mutuality.
Community and mutuality. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's about the importance of coming together, sharing resources, and creating spaces where everyone's needs are valued and met.
It's about recognizing that our well-being is interconnected.
Exactly. That we can't truly thrive in isolation.
This is where it gets really inspiring, right?
It does. She talks about these real-world examples, like Wendell Berry's work on preserving rural communities.
Okay.
And Melody Chavis's efforts to create positive social change through community organizing.
So it's about putting love into action.
Exactly. Demonstrating that it's not just this lofty ideal, but a tangible force that can transform lives and communities.
It makes you think, what are the ways we can cultivate that sense of community and mutuality in our own lives?
Right. It doesn't have to be anything grand.
Maybe it's something as simple as volunteering or joining a book club.
Or even just making a conscious effort to connect with our neighbors.
Just being more present in our community.
Exactly. And speaking of connection, I found it interesting how Hooks critiques our tendency to prioritize romantic relationships above all else.
Yeah, our culture definitely puts a lot of emphasis on romantic love.
It does. And she argues that this can lead to codependency and a devaluation of the richness that friendships bring to our lives.
It's not that romantic love is bad.
Right. But it shouldn't be the be-all and end-all of our existence.
It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. And investing in those platonic relationships that bring us a sense of belonging and mutual understanding.
Those friendships that can sometimes be even more enduring and fulfilling than romantic partnerships.
Absolutely. And speaking of romantic partnerships, Hooks takes a pretty critical look at our cultural obsession with romantic love.
Yeah, she doesn't hold back, does she?
No, she doesn't. She calls it one of the most destructive ideas in the history of human thought.
Whoa, that's a strong statement.
It is. It definitely makes you stop and think.
Yeah.
But she's not saying that all romantic love is bad.
So what is she saying then?
She's challenging the way it's often portrayed as this magical, effortless experience.
That just sweeps us off our feet.
Right. Like we're waiting for that perfect person to come along and then we'll finally be happy and complete.
That fairy tale ending.
Exactly. But Hooks argues that true love requires conscious effort.
So it's not passive.
No, it's active. It's a willingness to learn and grow and a commitment to nurturing the relationship over time.
It's about choosing to love rather than just waiting for it to happen to you.
And that leads us to a really poignant section of the book.
Which is?
Where Hooks explores the themes of loss and grief.
Oh, wow.
It's interesting because she doesn't shy away from the difficult aspects of love. The pain that can come with loss and heartbreak.
It's part of life.
It is. And she talks about how experiencing love, truly allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and open to it, can actually help us grieve more fully.
And face death with less fear.
Right. Like love gives us the strength to face the impermanence of life.
To embrace the full spectrum of human emotions.
Without getting overwhelmed by fear or despair.
She even encourages us to live as if we might not meet again.
I love that idea.
To savor those everyday interactions and express our love more freely.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
It is. It makes you realize how often we take those moments for granted.
It's a call to live more consciously.
To appreciate the preciousness of life and the impact that love has on our experience of it.
And this ties into another important theme that runs throughout the book.
Which is?
The healing power of love.
Oh, yeah. She talks about love's ability to help us recover from past wounds.
To find a sense of wholeness. Even in the face of immense pain and suffering.
She explores all sorts of paths to healing, right? Like therapy, even prayer.
She does. But what really resonated with me was her emphasis on the transformative power of serving others.
Oh, interesting.
She argues that focusing on the needs of others can actually be a powerful way to heal our own wounds.
So it's about shifting our attention outward.
Right. Cultivating compassion and recognizing that our well-being is interconnected.
Like that saying, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final chapter of the book.
Okay, the grand finale.
Where Hooks offers this really optimistic perspective on love's enduring power.
And our ability to choose it.
Despite all the challenges we face.
She uses a biblical story to illustrate this.
She does. The story of Jacob and Rachel.
Refresh my memory.
Well, Jacob goes through all these trials and tribulations in his pursuit of Rachel.
Makes mistakes, faces setbacks, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. But ultimately, his love for her, his willingness to work and wait for her, leads to a deeply fulfilling relationship.
So it's about perseverance.
It is. And it's not just about finding that perfect romantic partner.
It's about choosing to cultivate love in all areas of our lives.
Right. To be more intentional about creating a world where love thrives.
It's a powerful message of hope and empowerment.
It is. A reminder that we're not just passive victims of circumstance, but active agents in our own destinies.
Yeah.
And that brings me back to one of the things that really struck me about All About Love. It's a book that kind of stays with you long after you finish reading it.
Oh, totally.
It makes you question things. It makes you reflect. And it ultimately leaves you feeling hopeful about the possibility of love.
I completely agree. And honestly, that's what this deep dive has felt like for me. Mm-hmm. Like a chance to explore these profound ideas with someone who's also grappling with them, you know?
I couldn't agree more. And speaking of grappling, One of the things I found really challenging but ultimately empowering was Hook's discussion of woundedness and shame.
Yeah, that was a powerful section.
It was. She doesn't shy away from the difficult stuff.
No, she doesn't.
She acknowledges that we all carry wounds from our past.
Right.
Experiences that can make us hesitant to really open ourselves up to love.
And she talks about how shame can keep us stuck in those cycles of lovelessness.
Right. Making us feel unworthy of giving and receiving love.
But she also offers a path towards healing.
She does.
Suggesting that we need to confront those wounds.
To break through that shame.
And find what she calls enlightened witnesses.
Who can offer support and guidance.
Right. Those witnesses could be therapists, spiritual advisors, mentors, even authors whose words resonate with our experiences.
And provide a sense of hope.
I love that idea of finding those books that feel like lifelines.
Me too.
Those voices that speak to our souls and remind us we're not alone in our struggles.
It's a powerful thing.
And I think that's what Hooks does so beautifully in All About Love.
How so?
She creates a space for us to explore those tender places, to confront our fears, and to ultimately believe in the possibility of something more.
And that's what makes her message so radical.
And ultimately so hopeful.
She believes that we can choose love, that we can cultivate it in ourselves and in the world around us.
Even in the face of immense pain and suffering.
It's not about achieving some perfect ideal of love.
But about embracing the messy, imperfect reality of it.
And finding the courage to keep showing up, to keep choosing love even when it's hard.
It's a powerful message. And I think one that resonates deeply with all of us.
I think so too, regardless of our backgrounds, our experiences, or our beliefs about love.
So for anyone listening, what does this all mean for you? What's resonating most with you from this deep dive into All About Love? What's making you curious? What's making you want to pick up the book and explore these ideas further for yourself?
I don't know about you, but I'm definitely adding it to my reading list.
Me too.
And I think what I'm taking away from this conversation is a renewed sense of hope.
A belief that love is possible.
Even in a world that often feels so divided and cynical.
I feel that too. And I think that's the beauty of Hook's work. It challenges us to think differently about love, to move beyond those simplistic notions and embrace the complexities.
It's a journey.
It is a journey of self-discovery. And I encourage everyone listening to embark on that journey for yourself. Read the book. Let it challenge you. Let it inspire you. And most importantly, let it open your heart to the transformative power of love.